1 Timothy chapter 3. This is a true saying: if a man desires the office of an overseer, he desires a good work. An overseer then must be blameless, the husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, of good behavior, given to hospitality, apt to teach. Not given to wine, no striker, not greedy of filthy lucre, but patient, not a brawler, not covetous. One who rules his own house well, having his children in subjection with all gravity. For if a man does not know how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the assembly of Elohim? Not a novice, lest being lifted up with pride he fall into the condemnation of the devil. Moreover, he must have a good report of those who are outside, lest he fall into reproach and the snare of the devil. Likewise the elders must be grave, not double-tongued, not given to much wine, not greedy of filthy lucre, holding the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience. And let these also first be proved, then let them use the office of an elder, being found blameless. Even so must their wives be grave, not slanderers, sober, faithful in all things. Let the elders be the husbands of one wife, ruling their children and their own houses well. For those who have used the office of an elder well, purchase to themselves a good degree, and great boldness in the faith, which is in the Messiah Yeshua. These things I write to you, hoping to come to you shortly. But if I stay long, so that you may know how you ought to behave yourself in the house of Elohim, which is the assembly of the living Elohim, the pillar and ground of the truth. And without controversy, great is the mystery of Elohimliness. Elohim was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen by angels, preached to the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory.